Connect family. Hopefully you're doing well. A couple weeks ago, my family and I took the opportunity to just drive to the mountains. We've been tired of being at home, and my wife just really loves the mountains. It's just something about being in the greenery in nature. And so we took a drive up just a little bit north of Helen, and we just found a random creek, and we pulled over off on the side. And thankfully we had four-wheel drive, so we were able to get down close to the creek. And we just spent an hour or so next to the water, just playing. Our kids played in the water, we played in the water, and we just enjoyed being in nature. And as I sat there and I looked around, I thought to myself, this water has to start somewhere. And so it kind of began this journey in my mind of where creeks and rivers and streams begin. And it's really an amazing process how water falls more often in the mountains, and then the water in the mountains gets kind of stuck, almost in an aquifer, but instead of being deep underground, it's stuck in the mountains, and then it finds little places where it can trickle out. And then that stream, of course, becomes a river, and then that river becomes larger, and it works its way to the sea. And it's just amazing the way that God allows this to happen in this world that God has created for us, how there's so much balance, how things just work. And it makes me think of Psalm 65, verse 9. It says, "You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it." Have you ever stopped just to think that everything in this world was created by God? That all this balance was there because God, an intelligent Father, created it for us, a place for us to live. And as much as we love the mountains, as much as we love being in nature today, I can't imagine what it was like before the fall of man, before sin came in, what it was like for Adam and Eve to live in the garden. And I wish that I could live and go back and see what it was like before, again, they sinned. But thankfully, we have the promise that Jesus will come soon and there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, and we can see what the earth is like when it's perfect. And we can talk to God about the creation that He made. And we can fully understand how everything works. I'm thankful that this is our Father, and that we serve Him, and that He loves us, and that He has such promises for us.